Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. So how's your drive into work been so far this morning? Everyone is back now from summer vacation and the long Labor Day weekend, and that's why many traffic experts call this Terrible Traffic Tuesday. Nicholas Ramfos is with the National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
It's really just the beginning of a month-long traffic pattern that is probably much worse than what you typically would see, let's say, during the month of August.
And adding to the woes this year, of course, Metro's SafeTrack program. Congress is back in town, too.
Federal lawmakers have given themselves a little more than 4 weeks before they're scheduled to leave town again to head home for election year campaigning. But there's unfinished business on the docket, including a budget agreement to keep the government operating beyond October 1st, approving funds to combat the mosquito-borne Zika virus, and the passage of a defense spending bill. Other items likely to come up, but facing long odds, include gun safety legislation and the nomination of Judge Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new CNN ORC poll out this morning finds Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in a statistical dead heat, with Trump claiming a slim 2-point lead. Meanwhile, Donald Trump denies that he made a $25,000 political donation connected to Florida's attorney general to head off an investigation into Trump University.
In 2013, Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi was considering opening a fraud investigation against Trump University. Around the same time, the IRS says the Trump Foundation improperly donated $25,000 to a group supporting a re-election. Trump insisting he never discussed the investigation with Bondi.
I never spoke to her. First of all, she's beyond reproach. She's a fine person. Never spoke to her about it at all.
Bondi ultimately deciding not to proceed with the investigation.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Visiting Laos today, President Obama made moves toward rebuilding the relationship between the U.S. and that Southeast Asian country.
He started off with a big announcement of $90 million over the next 3 years to remove unexploded ordnance. I mean, this is 40 years past the Vietnam War. 9 years during the war, the U.S. dropped some 200 million bombs on Laos.
Correspondent Michelle Kosinski. Pepco customers in Montgomery County have a chance tonight to tell utility regulators what they think of Pepco's proposed rate increase, which would raise the average customer's bill by about $13 a month.
The whole portent for this merger was that it was going to improve reliability. People would see a reduction in rates.
And neither of those things are happening in the eyes of Power Up Monco's Abby Milstein. But the real problem, she says, isn't Pepco or Exelon, but the Maryland Public Service Commission that approves these rate increases.
There's no punishment. It's rate increases. It's the merger approval. Everything goes their way. The commission doesn't have the backbone to stand up to them and say enough is enough.
She says they only serve in the utility's best interests, not the public.
That's not why they were set up. That's not following the law. That's not why they exist.
The hearing's at 6:30 tonight at the County Executive Office Building in Rockville. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A man's in custody after a shooting at a hotel close to the University of Maryland campus overnight. It happened at the College Park Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. Reports are a security guard was shot in the arm. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,492. The Nasdaq at 52.50. Sports, the Nationals maintain their 8.5-game lead in the NL East with a win over the Braves. The Orioles are now just 2 games back in the AL East after beating the Rays. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff. Big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Hi, it's Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. Do you have a car or boat sitting in your garage or driveway that you need to get rid of, either to make room for a new one or because it's just not worth the repairs anymore? As anyone who sold a car recently can tell you, selling is a hassle you don't want to deal with. From fielding the calls, texts, and emails from potential buyers to arranging meetings with the shady and unsavory characters who come your way. Skip the headache and call Cars for Kids to pick up your vehicle. You'll love how simple and easy the donation process is, and you'll even get a tax-deductible receipt and a hotel voucher to boot. Learn how you can make a difference to a child by volunteering in your community. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's CARS with a K. Or go to carsforkids.com. They're completely reliable and your car can be picked up within 24 to 48 hours. Donate your car, truck, van, or boat today. Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com. Join me, Chris Plant, Thursday, September 22nd at the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Visit mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off the ticket price. mrc.org/gala.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 southbound once you get by the delays to Urbana and Hyattstown. Hang on, crash southbound 270 after Middlebrook Road along the right side. Beltway through College Park, Silver Spring, volume each direction. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, it's just been about the slowdowns through Laurel. And then once you get inside the Beltway, both B-Dub and 50 slows to 295. On to the southeast-southwest freeway. We had the westbound crash after the 3rd Street Tunnel at Main Avenue. They were clearing that to the shoulder. And now we have an eastbound crash reported right in that same location. 66 were bunched up through Manassas most of the way toward 123. Earlier accident gone. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMA Weather Channel forecast.
We've got the coastal flood advisory to our east, but that will expire once we get past high tide. The early clouds will give way to mostly sunny skies. We'll hit 91. Tonight, a few passing clouds, low around 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, stray shower, thunderstorm, high 91. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Herndon, 63 in Olney, 75 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Media Research Center. Bill Cosby's lawyers will try again today to suppress some key evidence against him. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
WMAL. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll be talking to the co-author of the book, The Case for Trump. The other author was Phyllis Schlafly, who we learned last night has passed away at the age of 92. Brett Decker will join us in about 30 minutes. I'm Brian Wilson, Larry O'Connor taking some time off, and we are pleased to be joined by Katie Pavlich, townhall.com editor, Hill columnist, and Fox News contributor. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. Great to be here. Hour four.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
That's right. You know who's coming back?
Welcome back.
Congress is coming back. We're coming back from the summer recess. Get down to business here, you know. We've got Labor Day's now passed. We got to get down to business.
Got to do some work, guys.
That's right. David Drucker is the senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. David, you know, having covered Congress in the past, I always thought that this time, from Labor Day to the election, it is so fraught with a bunch of misdeeds on behalf of Congress, because it comes at a time when Congress, quite frankly, will try to take any little thing and turn it to political advantage prior to the elections.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, I got it. They'll do that, and I expect them to do that over the next few weeks. And one big way that they can do that is hold hearings into Clinton's email server or the Clinton Foundation. They control both houses of Congress, and that's a big tool they have in their quiver over the next, you know, 3-4 weeks that they're going to be in before they get out of town for the election.
Do you think they'll do that for sure?
Well, nothing's for sure, just because they have to agree on what to hold hearings into. They have to allow the time. They've got their own political considerations. But I'm sure they're going to do, I mean, I don't know this yet for a fact, but I think common sense suggests that they are going to do something. And they've indicated they plan to do something. And so I think that's what we can expect.
David, Zika is obviously a big concern. Florida Governor Rick Scott has complained a little bit about the federal government not stepping up to the plate to do their jobs on an issue. There was some, you know, criticism of Congress not finishing the job on doing something for Zika before leaving for recess. We're seeing now that there may be some shifting of money out of Planned Parenthood and some Ebola research to fund Zika research. Is that going to set up a battle on Capitol Hill with Democrats taking money out of Planned Parenthood?
Well, I don't know. You know, Congress did approve money for Zika before they left town, but the Democrats didn't like it, so they, like, we shouldn't say they approved. They blocked it. Democrats blocked it in the Senate. So House Republicans moved through the House money for Zika. Senate Republicans were ready to go with that bill. The Democrats didn't like it, disagreed with it, and so nothing happened. So I just wonder if Republicans will move the same bill and say, look, why are you blocking money for Zika if it's that important? So, this is the one area I think if we're going to see anything get to the president's desk, one way or the other, it could be on Zika, because you've got a lot of members of Congress from Florida that are Democrats that have to go home and explain this stuff. So maybe nothing happens because the Senate's in play and it's an election year. If the Republicans do something messagey like move money from Planned Parenthood, it's not whether, you know, it's right or wrong. I just don't think that that'll get to the president's desk. If they move the, you know, if they try and move the bill that they did before the recess, you know, I think it's possible Democrats in the Senate could relent, although it's hard to tell.
Let me ask you about gun control, which may take some gun control measure might take place in the House of Representatives, but it's an unusual measure. Talk a little bit about what might happen, and is it sort of a peace offering to Democrats who had that big sit-in on the House floor in June?
Well, you know, the only talk I've heard so far is possible reprimand for the sit-in because it went against House rules. This close to the election, you're not going to see any sort of compromise on an issue like gun control, either from the right or the left, or just, you know, more gun restriction legislation, however you want to refer to it. This is something obviously Republicans are passionate about. It's something Democrats are passionate about, and there's no incentive on an issue like this to give when everybody's got to go home.
I was thinking specifically about the counterterrorism bill, which says that would prevent suspected terrorists from buying guns. This is something the Speaker has said might happen.
Yeah, my sense though is that if they couldn't do it before the summer, they're not going to do it now.
Okay. Yeah.
Because, and I'm aware of this legislation and what's in it. And, you know, you could make, in a sense, a case that you can reach an agreement on this that satisfies all sides, but it's so politically radioactive on the right and the left.
Right.
That I just don't see how it happens.
I think that, too, you'll see a lot of pushback on that from both the ACLU and the NRA, in the sense that if you're not going to reform the terror watch list or the terror no-fly list, then you can't really prevent people from buying guns without, you know, ruining their due process rights. So that's something that probably won't
Katie's
move much.
Right, yeah. I think Katie's right on that. There's just so many issues attached to this that haven't been refined or fixed yet politically or substantively. I just don't see how they get there.
All right, IRS commissioner.
So, look, this is an easy one for House Republicans to do, but it takes time and it takes focus. And not that they can't focus. In other words, though, what are you going to do with your time between now and the end of the month? You've got to get a continuing resolution spending bill taken care of before they leave town. It's one thing that has to get done no matter what. You want to focus on Hillary Clinton and her issues. And so at the end of the day, I don't know if this leaves time for Koskinen.
And speaking of, we should explain Koskinen. There's some people who would like to impeach him.
Yeah. And it's a no-brainer for Republicans. Politically, the issue is, can you get the floor time and the legislative time and when you have all these other things that you want to do?
Well, I think there's been some question, though, about whether leadership has been willing to move forward with this impeachment. I mean, they pushed it all summer before the recess, and there was some, you know, there was some stuff coming out of House Freedom Caucus about leadership not wanting them to move forward with the impeachment and feeling like they were being stonewalled on that.
I don't think it's an issue of leadership not wanting to impeach Koskinen. I don't think anybody's going to get, I don't think you lose by getting rid of the head of the IRS. For most Republicans, you know, they're in Republican-leaning districts. This is not really an issue. And even in the swing districts, no voter is going to vote against a Republican because somehow, you know, why would you dare get rid of Koskinen? I think it's the issue of trying to focus your message and your time. I think it's possible House Republican leaders see less value compared to the other things that they want to get done. But, you know, like I said, we'll see.
And there's plenty of heavy lifting in just getting the appropriations bills passed.
Yeah, well, that's where you're just going to do a continuing resolution, and that's going to be the end of that. You know, the battle is, you know, Democrats are going to want in the Senate, are going to want a different bill than Republicans want. And so you're going to end up having to have some sort of compromise there. And they're probably going to all try and just do it and get out of town.
Because, oh, man.
It's not an issue in this case of, you know, pushing things to the limit and Republicans being willing to go past December 30th. I mean, everybody wants to be home campaigning in October. Nobody wants to be here, no matter what.
They don't want to. They're here, but they really don't want to
really
be here.
They're really going to leave as soon as they can.
Yeah, they want to be back home. All right, David Drucker, of the senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. David, thank you so much.
Anytime. Thank you.
It is now 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Terrible traffic Tuesday.
Everyone back to school, especially Virginia, trying to get used to the routine. We'll really see a lot more cars out early tomorrow morning. The first day of school, a lot of those parents like to stay home and take those pictures. Here we go. But watch for those kids in the buses, please. To the Wilson Bridge, your backup's almost back to Route 5. So before you get to St. Barnabas Road, heading through Old Town Alexandria, our earlier crash, Route 1, South Patrick Street at Duke Street, that had been cleared out of the road, but I'm still seeing some volume there. And now I'm hearing of a new accident, King Street at North Washington Street. So Old Town Alexandria, a little extra time there for 270. Better news, the accident southbound near Middlebrook Road, that is gone from the right lane. All I see is one police car left on the shoulder, but very slow. And as you head south on 95, your delays are now south of the ICC, down to join the Beltway, BW Parkway, heavy through Laurel. And inside the Beltway as you head down to DC 295. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early clouds will give way to generally sunny skies this afternoon. I think it's actually pretty clear out there now. High today of 91. Some passing clouds tonight, 70. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a stray shower, thunderstorm possible, 91. Thursday, 94. Friday, 94. Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees at 8:16 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Larry O'Connor taking some time off. Pleased to be joined by Katie Pavlich from townhall.com. And you see her all the time on Fox News. Good to have you, Katie.
Good to be here.
All right, so you got the debates coming up, and Donald Trump has agreed to attend all of the debates, so there was some question about whether he would or not. And one of the debate moderators is going to be Chris Wallace, who said in an interview this week, and I want you to hear this, that he doesn't think it's his job to be the truth squad in these interviews and these debates. Listen to Chris Wallace talking about what he thinks his proper role is.
As they go at it, let's say Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, what do you do if they make assertions that you know to be untrue?
That's not my job. I do not believe that it's my job to be a truth squad. It's up to the other person to catch them on that. I certainly am going to try to maintain some reasonable semblance of equal time. If one of them is filibustering, I'm going to try to break in respectfully and give the other person a chance to talk. But I really want it to be about them engage. I want it to be as much of a debate. People often talk that it's simultaneous news conferences.
Right.
I want it to be as much of a debate as possible. Frankly, with these two and the way, you know, as Keith Jackson used to say about football rivals, these two just plain don't like each other. I suspect I'm not going to have any problem getting them to engage with each other. But I don't view my role as truth squatting. I think that's a step too far. And if people want to do it after the debate, fine. It's not my role.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Isn't that very interesting? Can remember Candy Crowley.
Right.
And how she decided she was going to be the truth squad.
She's a truth squad member.
And she was
2012,
wrong.
2012, and she was wrong.
Yeah, it was absolutely wrong.
Yeah, I think this is a fine line to walk, and it's one of those cases where you pick your battles, so to speak. I mean, I think that if a candidate says something that is obviously a lie or wrong, debate moderators do have an obligation to correct them and to correct the record. Because when you have that big of an audience, mm-hmm. Millions of people tuning in, especially for the first time, which is going to be the first debate here in a couple of weeks, you know, it's important that they do know what is right and what is wrong. And yes, it is up to the other candidate to be on their game and to call each other out. But I do think that as journalists moderating a debate, there is some responsibility to, you know, maybe ask a follow-up question to ask the candidate to clarify. But I think that you have to, you know, make sure that the facts are being laid out on the table as well.
Well, look, I mean,
it's tough. It's a tough spot to be in.
First of all, you know, I've been a moderator in Senate debates, not never in a presidential debate, and congressional debates and that kind of thing. And one of the things is, are you going to trust your memory to be absolute accurate? you know, on every fact known to mankind.
Maybe not every fact, but
I think if somebody were to say, you know, I would be proud to represent the 49 states of America, obviously you're going to say 49 states. I mean, something that obvious you're going to raise with them, right?
See, I would say maybe things that aren't so obvious.
Yeah.
You know, that's an obvious mistake.
Right.
Not necessarily a lie. But I guess you could say that based on how many times Hillary Clinton lies in a day, as Trump campaign's manager Kelly Conway says she lies for a living, maybe the debate moderators would actually be spending all of their time fact-checking her.
I think the way I would do it, and I think probably what Chris will do, is if something is said that sort of, you know, he feels needs to be followed up on, you do it in the second question, but you don't interject yourself to correct the record on the fly.
The Candy Crowley case was a little bit different because she wasn't acting as necessarily a truth squatter. She was defending Obama. So
yes,
the way that worked was Mitt Romney accused Obama of an issue on Benghazi. Obama started to defend himself. Mitt Romney then followed up with the same accusation. So he was, you know, the candidates were going at it. And then Candy Crowley came in to defend Obama in the middle of an argument, and in the middle of a debate about the facts of what they were discussing. So that's a little bit different than being a moderator and asking a question and following up with the facts, or asking a candidate to clarify with maybe a question. So, for example, if Hillary Clinton says, well, I use one device for email for convenience, then I think that it would be proper for the moderator to follow up and say, well, you know, Madam Secretary, the FBI said that it was 13 devices. You know, could you explain the discrepancy there? You know, there are ways to do it. But Chris Wallace is a pro. There's a reason why he was chosen. I don't think that moderators should be defending candidates or jumping in the middle of disputes between the candidates on the debate stage. But I do think that there is some obligation as journalists to kind of clarify some of the facts if they're blatantly being stated incorrectly by the candidates.
And if you were the moderator, Katie Pavlich, and you had your one question, what would it be?
It would be to Hillary, and I would say, have you ever lied to the American people?
Well, come on.
Her answer would be no. Or she'd say, well, it depends on what the definition of lie is.
Lie is, that's right.
It just depends.
It's 8:22.
LOL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Is it finally time to downsize from that existing home? Well, Art and Judy of Potomac decided the time was right for them. After 40 years in their home, the couple wanted to simplify, so they listed with Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank's incredible marketing system resulted in multiple offers, and within 3 days, that's right, 3 days, their home sold for top dollar. Art and Judy's decision to work with Frank Prindle proved to be a great decision for them. It provided them with absolute peace of mind. You see, there's no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or he will buy it guaranteed. Plus, Frank sells homes faster and on average for 8% more money than other local agents get. Frank's innovative system for selling homes is often imitated, but don't be fooled. There is only one Frank Prindle. Take my advice. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. Just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight? The Window Man can.
Are you considering replacement windows by Pella or renewal by Anderson? Stop.
Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, is made of 100% Altrex fiberglass and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. TheWindowMan.com dares you to compare this industry leader to any other window on the market. Once you do, you'll see just how superior Marvin's Altrex fiberglass window truly is. The Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with larger glass space and smaller profiles. And through September, you will receive a $500 discount on Marvin Infinity window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888. 703-978-9888. The Window Man. No games, no gimmicks. They educate, you decide. The Window Man can. The Window Man. See us for saving details.
It is 8:25 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southeast Southwest Freeway delays each direction. What we had was the crash westbound as you come off the 11th Street Bridge after the 3rd Street Tunnel. That's been cleared, but still quite slow on 295 each way. Also getting hit hard, Suitland Parkway, and trying to avoid getting on the 295 to get over the Douglas Bridge and on 2 South Capitol Street. The incident on the eastbound side of the freeway was a stalled car as you come off of the 14th Street Bridge approaching Main Avenue, so heavy out of Virginia near the Pentagon. George Washington Parkway, boy, we're still thick in the rush hour here as we head past the overlooks down to the Key Bridge, again at the 14th Street Bridge. Maryland, southbound 95 near 212, we had the crash. 270, the accident south at Middlebrook. Finally, that's been cleared too, but residual delays and then a lot of volume filters pass through Rockville and down through to the Beltway. Traffic update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another hot day on this Tuesday, and the temperatures will continue to rise. We will see the early clouds give way to mostly sunny skies, hit 91. Tonight, a few passing clouds, low around 70. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees. It's 8:27. Brian Wilson alongside Katie Pavlich today, who's in for Larry O'Connor, taking some vacation time. Katie, it is absolutely a thing that the polls are tightening across the board. And this morning, we are presented with a brand new CNN poll, which is raising a few eyebrows. You ready for this? Trump in the CNN ORC poll tops Clinton 45 to 43 nationwide. That's 45 for Trump, 43 Clinton. Libertarian Gary Johnson, 7. Green Party Jill Stein, 2. That is the one of the first polls that I've seen. There was another one, I think, that came out. L.A. Times poll, I think, came out. Had Trump slightly ahead. But this backs that up. And what it really shows is her support. She had a double-digit lead.
She did.
And it is evaporated, absolutely evaporated. Very quickly, just throw out some other numbers from other polls. Some of the battleground states are tightening as well. The last poll to come out of Ohio shows it to be a tie. In Pennsylvania, Clinton leads handily. But in Virginia, the last two polls show Clinton up by 1 or 2 points. That is a big change.
Florida, 2 weeks ago, there was also 2 different polls that showed them tied.
Yeah, so something's going on out there, and these numbers are quite impressive. Let's see what the other polls show. It's now 8:28.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Inova Network offers both? Inova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Inova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Inova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at inova.org/near you. Inova. Join the future of health.
Hey guys, with Prostate Awareness Month upon us, isn't it time to get serious about healthy prostate function? Face it, the older you get, the more likely you'll have problems which can affect sleep, intimacy, and frequency of urinary urges. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. The one-per-day formula is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health, available at your local Walmart center and retailers everywhere. Go to prostateoneperday.com for special offers. prostateoneperday.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who is the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, Time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit premiere episode tonight, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
Well, we learned about the passing of Phyllis Schlafly last night, but even at the advanced age of 92, she was working on a book. The book was called The Case for Trump, and her co-author in that book will join us in just a moment. It is now 8:30, time for some news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The latest CNN ORC national poll finds Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in a statistical dead heat.
Basically a margin of error race. Trump with a 2-point lead, 45%. Clinton at 43%. Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate, at 7%. And Jill Stein, the Green candidate, at 2%.
Correspondent David Chalian. As questions persist about Hillary Clinton's health, she had to interrupt her stump speech yesterday in Ohio in a coughing spell, but had an explanation for it.
Every time I think about Trump, I get allergic.
Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway shot back with a tweet, said must be allergic to media. Clinton hasn't had a full-blown news conference since last December. Congress is back in town starting today. Lawmakers have around 20 days of work before leaving town again in early October. There's just one must-do. That's figure out a way to keep the government open before spending legislation expires October 1st. It's the first day of school across Northern Virginia for tens of thousands. The new school year begins today in Fairfax County, Arlington, and Alexandria, among others. More than 40 years after the end of the Vietnam War, President Obama's promising to spend tens of millions of dollars more in Laos to clean up some of the thousands of bombs the U.S. dropped on that country.
Many of the bombs that were dropped were never exploded. Over the years, thousands of Laotians have been killed or injured. Farmers tending their fields, children playing. The wounds, a missing leg or arm, last a lifetime. And that's why, as president, I've dramatically increased our funding to help remove these unexploded bombs.
The president's pledging an additional $90 million over 3 years. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,492. The Nasdaq at 5250. Sports, the Nationals win again, reducing their division-clinching magic number to 17. The Orioles beat Tampa Bay. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
One night, nine locations. It's going to be fun and lots of great information. Hi, Rick Edelman here. If you're wondering how to handle your investments during these tumultuous times, come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my best-selling book. You'll discover the investment goal you should have, the two obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of my book, Rescue Your Money. This is your only chance to see this seminar this year. One night, nine locations. Tuesday, September 13th at 7 p.m. Come see it in Bethesda, Gaithersburg, and Silver Spring. Alexandria, Arlington, Fairfax, Leesburg, Springfield, and Tyson's Corner. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. It's not just about price. Our price will always be competitive. It's also about quality, and New Look is a proven quality leader. 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again for our professionalism, our top quality materials, and our outstanding customer service. Plus, all of our installers are master technicians and Owens Corning certified. We may be the 27th largest home improvement company in America, but we still maintain our small business values. We sit down one-on-one and build your roof with you at your table. Get more than a price estimate. Get a quality commitment. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. 279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
In life, you can go through the motions, fooling yourself with activity, or you can strategically get results. Research shows that people who date online only go out about once every 3 months, yet spend over an hour a day with untargeted, unanswered communications. Hope is not a strategy. For 25 years, It's Just Lunch has provided the proven and tested strategy to thousands of singles that gets results in the complex world of dating. Their matchmakers get to know you and your relationship goals. Then they hand-select quality matches from their exclusive membership base and even book your date reservations at the best spots in town. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. So go ahead and be strategic about dating. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Route 7, you need to watch for police direction. The crash eastbound on Route 7 after the Fairfax County Parkway. That puts it before the Georgetown Pike for the incident. If you're leaving Sterling on 28 southbound, delays right now are before you get to Waxpool Road down to the incident that was right near Sterling Boulevard. The Greenway, heavy, very heavy this morning. Before 6:06, to merge onto the toll road through Herndon and Reston. They'll be getting ready to set up some road work there. 66 through Manassas, really most of the way. I'm not seeing much of a break heading up toward the Vienna Metro with the slowdown. Southeast Southwest Freeway incidents. We had two of them. Westbound was the crash. Eastbound the broken down, both near the 3rd Street Tunnel, and both are cleared according to DDOT. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got some clouds to start the day. We could use those for shade later on because it is going to get hot. We lose the clouds. We get mostly sunny skies. We hit 91. Tonight, a few passing clouds, low around 70. Stray shower, thunderstorm tomorrow, high 91. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Vienna, 72 in Beltsville, 75 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian Wilson, and in for Larry O'Connor today is our friend Katie Pavlich. And we are stopping to remember the life and legacy of Phyllis Schlafly, who passed away yesterday at the age of 92. Amazingly, she was in the just finishing up a book, which launches today, called The Conservative Case for Donald Trump. And although she's not here to talk about the book, of course, we do have her co-author, Brent Decker, who is joining us. He is the co-author of The Case for Trump. Hello, Brent. How are you?
Hi, Brian and Katie. Thanks for having me on. As you can imagine, it's quite a bittersweet moment. We have this launch of the book we worked on over the summer. And then for Phyllis to pass away, I mean, really incredible, right, the day before. So, you know, we're kind of, we have mixed emotions today, we want to honor her legacy, but then it's hard to get going to promote a work when your friend just didn't make it the day before the launch. It's really... really extraordinary timing when you think about it.
Well, our sympathies for the loss of your friend. She was a conservative icon, but I think we could honor her by talking about the things that she wanted to get across in this book. So what are the major points of this book?
You know, she had several points where that she wanted to address by doing this. And one is she just thinks the Republican establishment hasn't been getting it done. On the day she endorsed Donald Trump early this year, she was kind of ahead of she was sort of on the Trump train early. One of the points she made, she said, look, a lot of people in this party are tired of following losers. You know, she rattled off, Romney, McCain, who didn't really put on a good show, mentioned how W lost the popular vote. And she's like, look, the establishment isn't getting it done, so let's try something else. And then I think on the issues, what really resonated with her the last few years where these topics of nationalism and Americanism versus globalism, and are all these decisions being made about the economy really, you know, helping the average person, the average American worker? If you drive, you know, if you drive from D.C. to California and take the old highways, you know, you're going through some towns that are really hurting. So are all these changes in society, have they really been good for everybody? And if not, let's have a conversation about it.
So going into the election, what do you think that she wants the message to be? And what does she hope that Trump achieves in the next 2 months to make sure that he makes it into the White House?
Yeah, she was, you know, up until the end recently, she was getting hopeful, especially as she was looking at the polls starting to change and Hillary starting to collapse. So she, like everybody, was hoping, you know, Trump would kind of contain some of the exuberance and excesses and just show people that, you know, he can be presidential and make people more comfortable with supporting him. You know, I think that's what she was hoping. And then just kind of stick to this message that he's not only a candidate that people can vote for because he's not Hillary, but he's also, you know, he's also running and embracing a conservative platform.
So what exactly, you know, we hear the argument about the establishment. Trump is obviously an outsider, but what specifically would she say about Trump should get people to vote for him, that he should be honored with their vote?
Yeah, you know, she sat down and she had lots of meetings with him, spent hours with him before she endorsed him. And the one thing they talked about, and she was comfortable with him, were on the Supreme Court nominations. Mm-hmm. Is they talked a lot about it. She helped concoct that list of judges that he said he'd consider appointing for the Scalia slot. And it wasn't just Phyllis, you know, the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty and the Judicial Action Network, these conservative groups that have been fighting judicial tyranny for years and years, you know, they supported his position on Supreme Court nominees. So that was a really big issue for her.
Let's talk a little bit about her as an individual. You have been quoted as saying that along with Ronald Reagan and William F. Buckley, she was one of the chief architects of modern conservative. Just how influential was she in the conservative movement?
Well, I tell you, when I was in college in the 80s, I remember it was kind of lonely out there. And, you know, you looked at American Spectator and National Review, or the few places we could get any information to go against sort of what was being spoon-fed you by professors. And she was one of those people who was out there speaking. She gave thousands and thousands of speeches on college campuses just telling people, you know, there's another way. There are traditions we have to preserve. And then she wrote this incredible number of books. And a lot of those made it into a lot of hands. I mean, her first book in 1964, supporting Barry Goldwater, was called A Choice, Not an Echo. And the point of that book was Republicans need to be more conservative and more populist if they're going to win in the future. That the Rocky Rockefeller liberal Republicans, she's just said, weren't going to do it. And that book alone sold 3 million copies. I mean, just an astounding number of books. So I think, you know, she was there at the beginning, and I think she was really one of those handful of people. You know, she was one of the first people after Roe v. Wade in 1973 start really banging the drum, you know, pushing for pro-life regulation and leading the March for Life and issues like that, and then, you know, fighting the ERA in the 70s. Betty Friedan, the you know, the arch feminist after after Phyllis helped knock down the ERA, Betty Friedan was so mad, she said, "I want to burn you at the stake."
Oh my!
So she, you know, she was really this firebrand that really helped rally the conservative side, but then also really got under the skin of her opponents. And I think that says a lot about her.
All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. I know it must, as you said, be a bittersweet moment to have this book come out that you're so proud of, that you worked with Phyllis Schlafly on, but also to know that she's not going to be there to cross the goal line with you. Our condolences to you, Brett.
Thanks so much for having me on. It's just, you know, it's her legacy we're trying to push now.
All the best.
All right. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it. It is now 8:44 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor here for Renters Warehouse, America's number one rent estate company. If you're getting ready to move, recently inherited a home, or have an investment property, here's the best piece of advice I can give you. Talk to a rent estate advisor from Renters Warehouse. They can make sure you get top dollar for your home through renting it. Did you know that nowhere else have rents risen faster in the past several decades than in the D.C. region? That means you can turn your home into a cash register that rings every month with great rental income. Renting is the only way to get long-term cash flow, equity, appreciation, and tax breaks. And with the pros at Renters Warehouse doing all the grunt work for a property management fee of just $80 a month, you open the door to financial freedom and a great lifestyle. Renters Warehouse handles the tenant placement, rent collection, the pesky 3 a.m. phone calls, and more. Go to renterswarehouse.com to get a free home rental price analysis or call 202-625-4370. Talk to one of the rent estate advisors today. That's 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
It is 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on Interstate 95 southbound, the crash near 212. That's been cleared, but I'm still seeing some delays, but that goes onto the outer loop of the Beltway, still with the heavy rush hour. A lot of rush hour all around. North on 95 Maryland, the accident north of Route 100 gives you delays near 32. If you're heading northbound side on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, a little bit of volume there, but running a little bit better than 95. Getting into Frederick, the crash on 70, heading eastbound 70 before you get to Jefferson Pike, before you get onto 270. That's where they're stopping all traffic right now with the crash. Still have the volume, though, 270 through Urbana, Hyattstown, and most of the way into Rockville. We had two separate accidents on 270. They are history, but we still have the delays. Onto the southeast-southwest freeway, we've had volume each direction near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Incidents gone, and I've been watching the Suitland Parkway pick up the volume going over the Douglas Bridge. And unfortunately, at the end of the Douglas Bridge, as you head near Nats Park, that's where we have an incident. Looks like one lane was stopped. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got some clouds to start the day. We could use those for shade later on because it is going to get hot. We lose the clouds. We get mostly sunny skies. We hit 91. Tonight, a few passing clouds, low around 70. Stray shower, thunderstorm tomorrow, high 91. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees. It's 8:47 on WMAL.
And we're about to wrap up the show in the morning, but we're going to go over a couple of newspaper endorsements and non-endorsements of Donald Trump. So the Richard Times-Dispatch is actually endorsing Gary Johnson, Libertarian, who's polling at about 7% nationally. According to the new CNN poll we covered earlier in the show, they say that Johnson, they had a meeting with him and they found him to be knowledgeable, but unscripted, reasonable, good-humored, self-assured, but free from arrogance, willing and able to address every question, consistent in his beliefs without being dogmatic, even tempered, curious, in all respect, optimistically, realistically, presidential.
Gary
so
Johnson.
Apparently, I'm not sure they've sat down with Donald Trump, but Gary Johnson had a meeting with them and he has an endorsement now. Dallas Morning News will not endorse Donald Trump despite having a history of endorsing Republican presidential candidates. In the primary, they endorsed Ohio Governor John Kasich. They believe that Donald Trump's, or at least accusations of his admiration of Russian President Vladimir Putin and his disapproval of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and his anti-trade policy, as they say, are something that do not make him a Republican and certainly don't make him fit for the office. Now, here's the question, Brian. Do these newspaper endorsements really matter, especially in an age of new media, in an age in an election cycle where the outsiders are winning and where people feel like the establishment needs to go? Do these really matter in the long run for Trump?
I've often said that sometimes an endorsement is like the kiss of death in some cases, in some races. That certainly seems to be the case. This is an election where everything is different than it has been in the past. Mm-hmm. And the institutions are not in favor with the American people. Institutions like the media, like the Dallas Morning News, like the Richmond Times-Dispatch, are not in favor right now with the people. And so they're going to look at it and they're going to go, so what? It doesn't impact. I think this is going to be a gut-level call on the part of many people. And if these polls are correct, the gut level is shifting in Donald Trump's favor, especially, we didn't get this in a moment ago when we were talking about the polls, among independents.
Right.
Independents are now starting to break in a big way for Donald Trump.
Well, while these may not not have an impact immediately on the current election, I do think that they will certainly be part of the discussion moving forward about the future of the Republican Party. Dallas Morning News has endorsed a Republican candidate for president dating all the way back to 1964. And so it's very clear that there is a split in the Republican Party about what we are going to do or what Republicans are going to do moving forward with what defines them and their principles and policies.
It is now 8:50 on WMAL.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
And we're his main man, Tom.
Do you have a favorite word?
My favorite word is home.
Me too.
So we're all in agreement?
Your wish is our command.
I would be happier if that mattress was gone.
And now it is.
Now let's get rid of that sofa and all those old boxes.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
The magic begins when you dial 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
We as a country are chronically sleep deprived. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Getting enough sleep is important for all of us, but particularly for kids as their brains and bodies develop. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine is out with new recommendations for how much sleep they should be getting. Infants need the most. When you're 4 to 12 months, you should be sleeping 12 to 16 hours. Children 1 to 2 years need 11 to 14 hours. 3 to 5 years old, 10 to 13 hours. And teenagers 13 to 18 years, they need 8 to 10 hours of sleep at least. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends all screens be turned off at least 30 minutes before bedtime and suggests keeping TVs, computers, and smartphones out of the kids' bedrooms altogether. Also helps to establish a nightly routine, brushing teeth, reading a book, and getting into bed around the same time every night. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Money doesn't come with instructions.
You're actually wearing your hair down tonight.
Hi,
yeah,
I'm Rick
because
Edelman.
I finally...
When my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services, we were committed to serving each client's best interests. Now, 30 years later, we still operate the same way. So we invite you to take advantage of our straightforward, common-sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. Just call 888-PLAN-RIC. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Because, after all, money doesn't come with instructions.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
You love the beach so much you bought a timeshare in Mexico. You figure you've spent over $30,000 between the mortgage at 14% and the annual maintenance fees. Here's the really painful part. You've only used it twice. That's $15,000 per vacation. If the math on your timeshare isn't penciling out, if your lifestyle has changed and you're no longer able to use it or want to use it, get out of it. Timeshare Exit Team is the most trusted name in the business. As a consumer protection company, Timeshare Exit Team negotiates with the resort to take your contract back. You're out, safely, legitimately, and forever. Go to timeshareexitteam.com and read the reviews, then schedule your free consultation. Your personal consultant will sit down with you, review your contract, and show you your options. Don't pay another maintenance fee when you can get out now. Timeshare Exit Team with the 100% guarantee. They will get you out or give you every penny back. Period. Timeshare Exit Team.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
For 270, the accidents that we had one near Urbana and one near Middlebrook, they're both gone. But now the challenge is getting to 270. The crash stopping all traffic right now on I-70 eastbound before you get to 270. Watch as they deal with this crash. If you're leaving Frederick and going westbound 70, your lanes are open. 95 north, jammed to get past the crash north of Route 100. That's the northbound side. Southbound, you're okay until you get south of the ICC with that volume heading down to the Beltway. Four Corners, we're struggling now. Cruise with the crash. Southbound on 29, right before you get into Four Corners, so out of White Oak and passing the Trader Joe's, quite slow. Virginia, Route 7 east after the Fairfax County Parkway with crash, and right in front of Nats Park, we had an incident slowing you off the Douglas Bridge and heading on to South Capitol Street. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Once again, seeing a coastal flood advisory 2 hour east. The early clouds give way to mostly sunny skies. We get up to 91. Tonight, a few passing clouds, low around 70. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees. It is 8:56.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson for my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. Did you know they can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring at a great price? Just $19.95 a month. Stop paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for monitoring. You can make the switch to Ackerman and save. Why Ackerman, you ask? Well, first of all, they're the only company that guarantees a response time. Secondly, they make it very easy to make the switch. They can leave your existing equipment in place, and you get peace of mind for that great $19.95 a month price. And at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. Now listen to this. Mention you heard the ad on WMAL. Get up to 3 months monitoring free, plus an extra special offer for September. New customers receive 50% off their Skybell doorbell camera. Just $99 installed. You'll see who is at your door even when you're not home. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security today and get protected. Switch and save. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070, or go to AckermanSecurity.com.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting Novex Energy Efficiency Game Plan into action. Let's do this.
Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use Novex Online Energy Playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown! We lowered our power bill with Novex, winning ways to save.
Win big by going to Novex.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
A stroke can strike lightning fast. When it does, minutes matter. The George Washington University Hospital is designated as a comprehensive stroke center, the highest stroke care designation available. That means we care for the most complex stroke patients in the DC area. Don't let a stroke strike you. Visit gwstrokecenter.com to take a free stroke risk assessment. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit premiere episode tonight, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
Katie Pavlich, thank you so much for joining us.
It was great to be here. I'll be back on Friday.
I'm looking forward to it. And we'll have KT McFarland tomorrow. And oh, look, there's Chris Plant.
Well, good morning. Good morning to all of you. A little later, we're going to destroy all of our cell phones with ball-peen hammers. It's the nice Hillary Clinton technique. I can't recall exactly whether it's a ball-peen hammer or whether... I just can't recall. Really, I can't recall. Hillary, Donald Trump, and Detroit, all kinds of...